Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is BT and welcome to Inside the Episode. Today, David and I are going inside the episode titled Our New Normal, How to Use the Laws to Embrace the Shift. And this episode, David, was amazing because we got another refresher into the seven laws of the universe. And not only that, but we get to apply them to the situation we're going through. So it was a brilliant episode. I just kind of want to get a sense of what it was like to teach that episode and what you hope that our listeners take away from being a part of it.
Well, you know, it was pretty cool to teach it. I've been really excited about doing it. And it was kind of like, as a company, it was on our priority list as to when I could actually get that episode out because we've been pushing out so much other content. However, what I suspected was true, which is that a lot of people are really kind of, stuck in the idea of the way things were and not understanding how the laws apply now. The only thing they're comparing it to them to in their life is the way that life was, say 4 or 5 weeks ago. So it's very important to understand that our world has changed. Another way to think about this, I think, is if we went back 500 years ago, if we went back 1,000, 2,000, 4,000 years ago, okay, the laws still worked. But what we could create and manifest was really based on the time that we were living in and how things could get to us. The ability, like 4,000 years ago, the ability to make a computer that we're working with today and communicating, the ability to do that was there. The information to do that was there. Nobody was aware of it, right? And nothing was developed that could actually create all the pieces that built a computer. But the information was still there. So, if you go back, say, to like 1970, when like I think Star Trek was in prime time in 1970, we actually had this in a fantasy type situation, right? Because they used to communicate with a flip phone, from the ground to the spaceship. And everybody kind of joked about it. It was fantasy. Kids used to have little belts, with the toys on it, with all the little transponders and stuff. But if you would ask somebody then, could that ever be real? Most people would tell you no. It was ridiculous. You got to have a wire. You have to have a wire for it to go through. But today, we've actually surpassed it because we're gone past the flip phone and we're now into this thing, right? So that was the first stage of our awareness around something that was very different. And as people believed it could actually be real, it completely changed our world. And all the things that had to be created in order to make those devices had to change also. So I did that to show that there's tremendous opportunity. There's infinite opportunity in our situation. We can't let the idea that we're stuck in our home stop us from that, because we have to think outside of what the walls of our house represent and realize the tremendous opportunity that is in this device that is sitting in front of all of us every single day.
Yeah. And I think most people have come to the realization that this isn't going to last forever. It's difficult right now, but it is, as the title of this episode states, it is our new normal. I don't think things are going to go back exactly the way that they were before this, but we will find a way out of it. And I think that the way you teach the laws to those who listen and pay attention, everybody knows that you're like the master of the universal laws. You teach these in every seminar you do, every program you do. You really take the time to walk people through it. And I love how you applied that to this particular situation. In the episode, you talked about how we can use them differently now than even just a few weeks ago. So even in the amount of time we've been sitting here in self-quarantine, we're applying them differently. Can you just really quickly glaze over how we're using them differently now than, say, you know, the beginning of last month?
Well, a lot, you know, it's interesting, T, because if you think about how we expect something to come to us, pretty much we've been given those expectations right from birth, right? Like we know food comes from the grocery store, right? We know that we can travel in a car, we can travel in an airplane, we can move around all the different ways that we do. We know how information gets to us, and we know how money gets to us, and we know how to distribute products and goods. Like we're inundated with, those are the lines of distribution for information and physical products. It becomes an automatic thought process at that point. So in the situation that we're in now, what we have to realize is that that automatic thought process needs to be put to the side, and we need to think creatively around what distribution is now been opened, because the way that we did things before has actually changed. So it's about thinking inside of this situation, and then it's like we open this vast door to opportunity once that happens. I think one of the things that's very interesting about this is that even though we're separated in a way, it's actually causing us to become closer, because I need to engage with you in a much different way than before in order to get something done. I need to pick up the phone and call someone in order to explain my situation and ask for help or ask for relief or ask for money or whatever it is that I need. I need to explain my situation. So there's a lot of the way that we communicate is different. How we communicate and how we're doing it is very different. Also, randomly in life, like we've all seen this, opportunities kind of bump into us, right? I use the example of, you might get a client on an airplane because you sat next to somebody, right? You got the lucky client because you're on the airplane, or you met somebody at dinner, or you were at the club or at the pub, or you know, on a plane, on a train, in an automobile, you met somebody that maybe hooked you up with somebody else who hooked you up with somebody else that helped you build a business or get you what you want, or you met your wife or your husband or whatever. That has changed. However, those different ways of meeting people exist within this creation of a computer. Like there's millions, if not billions, of different opportunities, different rooms, different activities that are all taking place at the same time in this space. So if we become aware of that and we're willing to let go of the way things were just for now and understand that our opportunity lies in being able to communicate through this channel of distribution, all the other channels of distribution are in this. They're in it, but we have to be willing to get in it and explore. And when I do the next podcast, I'm going to talk about this a little bit, but I think that it's very important. So I'm going to mention it twice. I'll mention it now and later. A person has to ask themselves what they're using this time for. This is a great time to shut off Netflix and learn something new, really investigate. Because the people that are willing to learn and adapt in this situation, they're going to win big in various areas of their life. The people that just need to escape from all of it, and look, I know we all need to escape a little bit because this is such a radical change for everybody. But so a little escape is good, right? Like a little escape is good. But we don't want to make it predominant in our life so that we can get in there and we can figure out all these new ways of doing things. It's a lot of information at one time, but we kind of have to do it. We don't really have a choice, right? The choice is that then you just curl up in a ball and wither away somewhere. So it's not an option. And I think that that is what the big difference is right now.
Yeah, totally. And it sets you up for coming out of this ahead of those who do sit by idly and spend the time cleaning out their garage or, you know, watching a streaming service or wherever it might be. You know, this is a time to really take full advantage of the time that you've been given, because, I mean, we've got plenty of time on our hands to basically learn something new and challenge yourself. I think this is happening for a myriad of different reasons. And the reality is all of what we're learning right now is only going to set us up coming out of here bigger and stronger and better than when it happened. And it's interesting that it took like a common enemy, like coronavirus to really bring us closer to one another and closer together. Even though we still have social distancing as a huge part of our experience, it is bringing us together. And I love that you said, you know, use this time to learn something new, because I think a lot of people, they don't know when this is going to be over. We could be having these same conversations in the next couple of months. And, you know, it's okay. If that's what it is, that's what it is. But that gives you an opportunity to learn something new so that when you come out of this, you're going to be ahead of those people that just sit idly by, like I said.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. It's a phenomenal opportunity. Like, so, you know, so, when we were doing the 4-part call series, somebody asked me at the end of one of those calls, how do I think the world will be changed after this? And my initial response was, I don't think it's going to change very much. And then when I thought about it after the call, I didn't mean that the way that it sounded, because I think that a lot of people are going to want it to go back to the way that it was. But I think from an infrastructure perspective, it's going to change, because it's forcing us to explore new ways of doing things that have been outdated for a long time. And we've been just too damn rigid in the way that we think about things to let it go, which is really interesting, because in order to survive now, we have to break the rules, which makes you think, what the fuck were the rules there for in the first place, right? It was just to hold a structure together that everybody was afraid to change. Did it work? For a time. But it's forcing us to really innovate in the way that we're doing. So the longer we're in this, the more permanent change, I think, is going to happen. And I really do think that it's going to be for good. Like, our world needed to get shook up a little bit. It's kind of like, you know, those snow globes. Yeah. It's like, all right, let's shake this motherfucker up a little bit and get a new scenery going here. And that's exactly what's happening, you know?
So, oh, totally. 100%. You know, what's interesting about that is, you know, who's really winning in all of this? Mother Earth, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I have never heard the birds more happy than they've been. Maybe they've been that happy all along and I've just been so damn busy going from place to place to not pay attention. But I've seen pictures of, you know, the earth just thriving, the canals in Venice clearing up. And
yeah, the dolphins are back.
The dolphins are back. It's just so interesting to see that this pause is having a global effect, even though we realize the severity of it, and we realize that there are people who are losing their lives to this virus. But at the same time, it does allow us a time to pause and reset and really think about what's important in our lives and in our business, so that when we do come out of it, we are set up for success. And I think that's what the successful mind is all about. It's about, you know, learning something new, stretching yourself, pushing yourself to the limits, so that when you come out of any situation, you're better off because of it.
You know, you just said something that's pretty brilliant. Look at how fast, if human beings went extinct, how fast nature would just take the fuck over and go right back to being nature, just the way that it was before we were here. It didn't miss a beat. It didn't miss a beat. You know, I'll tell you something. And actually, that probably presents a problem, because animals are going to start to lose their fear of like roadways and all of that. And I'll bet you all of that stuff increases, like, you know, hitting things and stuff, because like the deer and the moose and everything are back in the streets again.
It's true.
The longer this goes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really interesting. You know, Steph and I were having this conversation last week. It's like nature just continues to exist. And it brings up the teaching you always do about how, you know, when humans get involved, nature tends to suffer a little bit. And you're sitting here, the trees are still in bloom. The pollen is flying like hell out here in North Carolina. So, you know, we've got the scratchy throats and all that stuff on our evening walks, but nature hasn't missed a beat. And if anything, it's thriving. It's us that are inside of this self-isolation that tend to be struggling with it. And if we, you know, if we were to take a straw poll of our listeners right now, I'd be willing to bet that the majority of them would say, if we could go back to the way things were a month ago, they would do it in a second. I would push back on that a little bit and say, this happened for a reason, and it's here to teach us something, and we're going to learn from it. And when we come out of it, we're going to be so much more savvy about how we leverage technology or how we leverage our conversation situations that I don't want to go back now. Now, if you would have asked me this last week, I would have said, please, I want to go back to normal. Yeah. But now that I've settled in and now that I've embraced the fact that this is what it is, I think it's just an opportunity for growth. We're going to change, we're going to adapt, and we're going to grow. And that's what you teach so many people and all the things you do.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, it's so great. Okay, just a couple more questions and we'll wind this down. In the episode, you talked about how everything in the universe comes from one source, but it comes through people. And now in the current situation we find ourselves in, that's condensed to either the computer or the cell phone, right?
Right.
And you talked a lot about those channels of distribution, and you posed the question, well, let's just talk about the channels of distribution now. So now that we are limited to those technological advances, what is it that you yourself are doing now to maybe grow your business in this time of struggle? Because the reality is we are having to be more creative. There's no more face-to-face in the physical. It's more face-to-face in the digital. How are you adjusting to that? And how do you see that moving forward as you get back to some sort of normal?
Well, the one of the big foundations of my company for 20 years now has been live events. So we instantly can't do live events. And I had a big live event scheduled for May that we had to cancel. We didn't actually cancel it. We moved it to October. So we'll see if we're up and flowing by October. But what we did was the whole team pulled together and we kind of rebuilt the system so that we could do all the business that we typically do, but do it online and do it through Zoom, you know, through the internet, all of those vehicles. We changed our marketing, we changed our sales, we changed our outreach, we've literally changed everything, the way that we're working with clients. Like everything has changed in order to fit the new narrative of we're working through the computer, right? So this is now the new normal, right? This is intimacy now, right? Through this screen. So, and we're able to help just as many people as we were before. It really hasn't changed like the foundation of the business in any way. We're still doing exactly what we were put here to do and what we're really good at doing. It's just how we're doing it, you know, has changed and we're adapting to it every day. So, we all came together really quick to make very significant changes in order to adapt fast. And now we have to adapt to those changes and we have to work out the little bugs that go with it. And we're bringing in new information and people are researching things so that we can make it better and stronger and, you know, keep innovating and moving forward depending on how long this looks like it's going to go for. But my philosophy is let's plan for the long term. And if it ends shorter, we know how to adapt to that easily, right? So that's pretty much how we're approaching it. And the other thing is that we've put a huge emphasis on how we can be a benefit and part of the solution in this and not part of the problem. So as you know, our whole company is working every day to be part of the solution for everybody that needs help out there. And that has nothing to do with money or income or profit. That is just how can we benefit people, especially people that can't afford to pay anything. How can we be a blessing in their life to hopefully ease the situation for them and give them some sound tools to be able to change it for themselves?
Yeah. And I think what's great about what you just said, David, is the fact that we got ahead of this thing. Like the second we were monitoring it, we got ahead of it quickly, but it doesn't mean for those people who have just been sitting around waiting for it to go back to normal. It doesn't mean they can't start after listening to this podcast to start doing some of the things you talked about, like, you know, providing more value in your services, giving away some of those things that you used to charge for free to gain that loyal audience so that when you come out, you've got fans. You know, the distribution channels are still there. The technology is there. Everyone has a phone. Most people have a computer. It's very easy to, like, I consider us sort of like a restaurant that had to pivot from in-person dining experiences to curbside pickup. Our business is like that. We can deliver. I mean, seeing you live and in person is an amazing experience, but seeing you in this forum, whether it be on YouTube or wherever else we put these out, you know, it's still just as powerful. It still holds that place. So I think it's just really important that people who will listen to this know you're not behind if you start right now, but every day that passes where you bury your head in the sand, you're just going to continue to fall further and further behind. And it's now is the time to not, you know, try to say, okay, I'm just going to wish this out of existence. It's not going anywhere soon. So here's the thing, put into action today and you'll be better off tomorrow.
You got it.
Perfect. All right. Well, I think that's a great place to end. So David, thanks for coming inside.
Yeah. Great time, man.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.